Hello, this is Radio God Mike O'Mara. Perhaps you remember me from my career in terrestrial broadcasting, which eventually came to an unnecessary and abrupt stop. However, I'm not here to blame anyone. That said, I finally come to terms with Chad Dukes stealing my job. It only took a decade and several therapy sessions and a myriad of pills and alcohol. It's fine. No, really, it's fine. So now, with a heart full of forgiveness and maybe a little Irish whiskey, I can proudly say, go to the Chad Dukes Show Holiday Hoot Nanny. Hoot Nanny. Odd word. Unrewarding. Meaningless. Well, the Hoot Nanny is happening December 6th at the Old Shebeen. Or is it the Auld Shebeen? Or is it the Auld Shebeen? Rob won't be there because he'll be organizing his sobriety tokens. Plus, he's a jerk. And I personally won't let Josh attend because someone has to stay home and monitor the TMOS servers with a meat thermometer. But don't worry, Jim Jester will be there, probably duct taping wires together and pretending he knows what an XLR cable is. He doesn't, by the way. How can a man named Jester be so unfunny? Ironic, don't you think? Anywho, it'll be a holiday miracle if everything works. But hey, that's part of the charm. Go, laugh, drink. Just don't tell Chad I said anything nice. He won't believe you anyway. December 6th at the Auld Shebeen. Have a blessed hootenanny.
Thank you, Mike. This is historical footnote Rob Spiewak with this timely reminder. Hootenanny tickets go on sale August 2nd at Commonwealth Dry Goods. I will not be there as my hootenanny days are behind me, but I wish you all the best. And Gary Krimble.
It's the Chad Dukes Show Poor Edition. A little taste of what you get when you plunk down a credit card and subscribe for daily episodes on ChadDukeshow.com. Now here's your host, Joe Azer.
I'm sure everyone's heard of the Embassy Suites, but have you ever heard of the Imbecile Suites? Well, get ready for it. It's segment number one of five, and we're going to say hello to Sexy Scarlet number one as well.
What the fuck, Joe? I told you not to talk about that girl. I said don't say her name, and I said it was the Embassy Suites. Nobody calls it Imbecile Suites.
You called it Imbecile Suites.
Jim, bleep that out. Don't say her name on the fucking show. Yeah, what am I going to do? Step real slow. Mark might hear this.
How about you have money.
Yeah, I'm going up there.
Go to the Embassy Suites. Say, I got us a room. Let's have a little dinner. There's a free fucking happy hour at Embassy Suites. They got a nice pool.
They do.
She
have a
can
nice
see
pool.
You in your board shorts. That's an impressive look.
When I lived with my mom, I'd do something like that. I had a boy that worked at a hotel.
Slow down.
I had a boy that worked at a hotel. When I lived with my parents, I'd go get a room at the hotel that my buddy worked at. And the only thing I would have to do is go down the middle of the night and act like I was arguing with him. And then I'd get a free room at the hotel.
Oh, so you guys had like a one-act play worked out.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Is he still working at a hotel?
Which one was it? Is it to sleep in?
Are his services available?
A-Man can't afford the Clarion Inn. He has to stay at the sleep in.
Good Lord, I take her to that Motel 6 in Springfield. Oh. That place is a shit.
Well, they tore down the breezeway. There's no place for A-Man to go no more.
So sad.
Wow. So that's crazy. So where did you guys leave it?
I think I'm going to go up there this weekend, or she's going to come back down, one or the other.
Well, there's zero chance you're going to do anything. So she's going to have to come to you, but then you're going to have to find a place.
No. If she comes back down, I'm going to get a place at the Embassy Suites.
Imbecile Suites. Muscles, I hate for you to have to work up another logo, but the Imbecile Suites.
The only problem with that place is I'm terrified that if I walk in there, the guys are going to be like, aren't you in that...
You belong here.
Aren't you in that Asian guy, the one that shit up the bathroom and left immediately time?
That was in Nashville, though.
No, that was at right by...
Oh, you're going to stay by my house?
Well, that's only...
You're coming out to the Imbecile Suites by my place.
The only place by my house is that Motel 6, and it's terrible.
Oh, my God. Me and Wes are going to cruise the lobby. It's going to take turns shitting in the lobby until you guys come down.
Is there an IHOP out that way so I can order some food?
Wes is like, hey, you in here, Scarlet. How do you know my name? Don't worry about it. I'm just here for the shitting. I want a contest. Spoiler alert.
But it's her weekend off, so she's got a free weekend.
Okay.
You got to drive 2 hours to hold hands.
Yeah, man, that's rough.
Wes... He finally can speak and he talks shit. Wes, you're a motherfucker.
I think he wants what we all want, which is some progress.
There's going to be progress.
Jimmy, give him some advice. You're a Lothario.
I mean, you spent a handful of hours catching up. Talking about what? Old high school stories?
Just talking about bullshit, what we've both been up to over the past 20 some odd years.
Sure.
Also, dude, it was also like I'm at her parents' house and then she's at my, like, and we're in our 40s.
This is why
it
we
talk.
But you understand, we've been telling you to get an apartment for yes. 6, 7, 8, 9
it's
years.
It's never made more sense than ever, believe me.
I just don't understand. Like, this is, you just, we weren't just telling you to get an apartment so you have to bleed $1,300 a month.
I know.
It was so if one of these chicks is dumb enough to do this type of thing.
Yeah.
Did you show Hot Scarlet the sword?
No, but she knows my dad's in the military.
Did you say, I ran off the last one with this? She ain't blow me either. So don't even worry about it. I ain't got no teeth.
I got some.
It's true. Did you get a smooch?
Yeah.
Fuck.
For sure.
Where? She kissed your penis?
No.
What'd she kiss then? Gives a shit.
My mouth.
Oh, like, stop. I know she didn't kiss that. She saw that mouth. She's like, oh, split the cheeks. I'll kiss your ass.
Oh, come on, man.
It's got to be cleaner. What would you rather kiss on Ant-Man with?
Nothing.
His butthole or his mouth?
Oh, no.
You got to choose.
Oh, the mouth.
He goes the bum mouth.
You almost said the butthole.
He always did.
He was thinking it.
I think he wanted to say the butt mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know if there is such a thing. What about you, Jim?
I'm going for the butt.
I think the butthole's the way to
oh,
go.
Oh, really? Even after all that audio from the CD?
I think it's got to be cleaner, man.
I do shower a lot.
That's what I'm banking on.
Yeah.
Anytime I drive Ant-Man back from the bar, he just fills up the cab with his bad breath. And I'm just like, oh, God, what is Hot Scarlet going to do when she sees this? Oh, boy. All right, but you do have plans.
Yeah, for sure.
And you smooshed, like, how?
Recreated
on your arm.
I'm not recreating.
Come on, recreate it. Recreate it with Lawson.
Recreate it on my arm.
I'm not, because...
Recreate it on Jim. Recreate it on Jim's inner thigh.
No, because Bustees hit fucking record 15 seconds ago. Well,
Bustees hasn't put up the videos. You don't got to worry about him. You got to worry about him having the imbecile suites up by tomorrow. That's the problem. So I got a report that Wesley was doing a full stand-up routine before he got into the studio. And then he completely clammed up. Is that true, Ant-Man?
That's 100% true.
Are you still nervous, Wes?
Yeah, always.
You weren't nervous 49 minutes ago.
No, that was at Patriots, though.
But, right, but...
There's more people there.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know any of them.
Yeah, I know.
You know us.
You weren't nervous when you were shitting and taping it.
This is true.
Yeah, wasn't nervous at all.
Yeah.
It was very unfettered.
Blah.
Yeah. You weren't nervous when you're channeling that guy.
Sometimes spirit just takes me over.
The spear?
Spirit.
Oh.
Oh, there was a T in there somewhere.
Yeah, I didn't hear it. T's, I think, are tough.
Yeah. Definitely.
Some have low T, I have no T. Sorry.
It's all right, we're just going to back out of this cul-de-sac. Our brake light's going to wake up all the kids late at night.
I did play a guessing game with Wes, because he was trying to describe one of the bartenders to me, and his description was... Wears glasses, tattoos, which is
every single bartender at that place. It's 100% of the bartenders.
But first, I'm just pointing. Is it that one? He's like, no.
Pointing. It's like Yosemite Sam. He's like that Danny DeVito meme. Then I started blasting. It's fucking Ant-Man at the Patriots.
I finally nailed down who it was, and she doesn't wear glasses. So now I'm really confused.
Did you guys see Joe over there?
No, he was not there.
I'm in the private room.
Do not
come talk to me, where's the barber?
That's actually after the episode tonight, he'll be there.
Unless you can talk to me and give me the same haircut I had the whole time you knew me. That's being a flat top. We have a lot of listeners who like flat tops.
Yeah.
Ted, Joe. That's it.
Well, we're lucky to make it out of there tonight. I'm pretty sure we're next to the Zodiac Killer. He was sitting there, he has earbuds in, and then he had Black Sabbath just playing live concerts on his phone over and over. Not talking to anybody, just staring a mile stare.
How do you know it was Black Sabbath?
I looked over, just hair metal.
Yeah, you could see it.
Well, it's certainly better than talking to the regulars at that particular establishment.
The regulars were me and Wes. Those were his options.
Unfortunately, that's it. And you go, how you doing there, Padre? What do you think of the new Ghost lead singer? No? All right, I'll just put my earbuds back in.
So you brought up Ted. It just jogged my memory. I went over to drop off a Jaden Daniels autograph card that I got him like a year ago. It's from when he threw out the first pitch.
You've been talking about this fucking card.
I know. So I bring it over to him, and we go. He's like, come on in. Let's open the pack. Let's see what I got. And he's like trying to.
Because nobody cares. So he lives with a bunch of people that just tolerate him.
Right. And he's trying to like get his wife interested in the card. But there's 3 minutes left of whatever they're watching on TV. And she's clearly unhappy that she has to wait for him to open this card because there's only 3 minutes left. And she's like, can't you just wait 3 minutes?
Yeah, why can't he wait 3 minutes?
He completely ignored her. Opened the card and is trying to explain why the card is so great to her. I'm like,
do you think he's got every minute of his day booked out?
Yeah.
I think he does. It's like there's 90 minutes of television time, whatever she wants to watch.
Yeah.
Then he eats whatever horrible dinner he's going to have, and then he's in bed by 7:30.
Yeah. I finally look at him. I go, Ted, I'm out of here, dude. This is my cue.
How awful was it in there?
I mean, look, she's always very friendly.
It's not what I'm saying.
Yes.
I'm saying it was awful. It had to be.
It was uncomfortable because she was not interested in what Ted was pushing on her. And Ted could not.
Was it his penis? Here, I'm pushing it on you.
That happens later.
I want Ant-Man to watch. Oh, God. We did this when we were down in New Orleans, him and I. These are my skeleton jokes for anybody that's touring. I'm going to tell them all today. These are all the ones that I have written so far. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A skeleton opened a barbecue restaurant in my neighborhood. Unfortunately, the business collapsed right after the first customer ordered ribs. Come on, man. That's a rib joke. Get it? Because, like, if you took all of his ribs, the skeleton would fall over?
Yeah.
You get it?
Then he can't cook.
He can't cook
He
anymore.
Can't serve the community.
Hey there, boy. If you like what you're hearing, consider leaving a 5-star review on iTunes and Spotify. It's the least you can do, you chiseling skinflint.
Revelation 3, the Pacifico Pals edition, was recorded earlier this year in 2025. It's awesome. Nobody knows what the show is called. And Jester has no idea how to introduce it. You got to hear this for yourself.
How many beers did you guys have at Patriots?
I only had two.
And Wes, by the way, looked at each other. The liar's cabal.
This is amazing. Yeah.
Neil? This is liar's row over here. Sivers
honest
row.
Truth. Neil had zero beers.
Neil's probably had two beers last night, so he's not allowed to have beers tonight.
No, he was drinking straight gin.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I had a quart of gin. No beers.
His order was... Can I get a glass of ice with gin and olives, please?
Oh, I was getting the olives spit all over me.
No beers.
Now, Revelation 3, Pacifico Pals edition.
Yeah.
Stupid Anthony calls me an hour before we're recording this. He goes, hey, you coming up here? Are you doing the CD tonight? I go, the Pacifico Pals edition, of which I am definitely a Pacifico Pal.
Sure.
Of Revelation. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be there. And... this was an hour ago. They're all at the bar.
Because this is just an excuse for him to have more people listen to his bullshit at Patriots.
Well, we couldn't remember if you were in it or not because you weren't in Bourbons of the Round Table.
But he's a Pacifico Pal.
I know.
One has nothing to do with it. Well, I guess that's not true. And he doesn't drink.
I know.
Sean's sober. Right. Also, Lawson, these have expired, just so you know.
Oh, no.
It tastes like my foot. Eh.
Lawson got on the fucking Nextdoor neighbor app and got the
steal that. Steal that. Steal that. Steal that, Sean. Steal that. Steal that.
What, this? Oh. Empty.
The bit of nobody bringing 16-ounce Miller Lights up here and then everyone drinking the 16-ounce Miller Lights is a terrible bit. Such a terrible bit. All right, we'll be fine. All right. Without further delay... brand new music from Three Doors Down.
Welcome in to Revelation 3 from the Chad Duke Show.
Pause. Now,
welcome in.
Welcome that wasn't in. An A, Jimmy.
It's not a big deal, right? But welcome in's a little weird, isn't it? It's
welcome in.
To an English major.
Revelation 3.
Does he normally go with the welcome in?
I do.
I've never
welcome
heard
to?
It
no. Welcome
to?
Yes, that would be correct. That's why I think it sounds off. You know when like one step's just a little bit lower and your foot like, whoa, like you don't know where to put your foot?
Yep, you put your head right through a grandfather clock.
Wrong preposition.
Welcome in. He's still going with the Western motif too, right? Welcome in, boys. The meanest saloon in all of the West. The Pacifico Pals.
He's got a very strange radio voice attached to this. Welcome in to Revelation 3.
You're saying he's doing a voice too?
There's yeah, take it back.
I didn't catch
he's
that.
He's definitely doing a voice.
There's a voice.
Jimmy, you trying to be Doc Holliday?
I don't think so.
I really, it's like the soundtrack of Young Guns 2. All right, let's start it over. Okay. We got to get past the fucking intro.
Yeah. Have you ever released a 3-disc CD?
Can't do it. All right, go ahead, please, Jim.
Welcome in to Revelation 3 from the Chad Duke Show. Now let's see what this ragtag bunch is willing to admit to.
What in the
fuck? Jimmy!
Are we releasing this CD in Texas?
A ragtag bunch, Jim.
Also, that's from Gangs of New York, which is in New York, and that has nothing to do with the West.
No. Or the beach. Or...
us.
Yeah.
Were you watching Gangs of New York as you created this production?
I was not.
But that would be drum and fife music. It wouldn't sound like this.
Tombstone? Yeah. Were you watching a Western?
This red
Jimmy. Say yes.
Jimmy, why the ragtag bunch?
I don't know. I just thought that sounded okay.
It sounds like beachy, we're at the beach drinking Mexican beers.
That's what came to mind.
It doesn't sound that.
Jim, do you know what the Pacifico Pals is?
Well, he was asked to leave.
Oh, that's true.
No, that's I thought true. He just couldn't make it.
I
that
forgot
was all,
he
right?
actually doesn't know.
Oh, that's true.
He was busy.
I was uninvited.
You didn't drink the beers, though, Jimmy? I know you were at that fucking place.
I did when I was down there with you last time.
Oh, you hawked the loogies, though. That's why you got thrown out.
Yeah.
You got thrown out. Instead of tackling Ant-Man and making sure they didn't throw up in front of the quinceañera, he just started to hawk loogies all over the sidewalk.
Yeah. Eyewitness.
Yeah, that's a true story. I've never needed to exaggerate that one.
This is my time to shine, dear boy.
So what are you going for here? What would you say you're going for here?
I think I was just trying to just stick with the beat of the music.
Why not ask your pal? Why not say, hey, what are we looking for here, Shootster?
I should have. I'm really looking to make everybody proud, and I never come through.
I'm really looking to make everybody proud.
I don't believe that first part. That second part, though, I buy it. Well, these fucking ragtag bunch of ne'er-do-wells come riding into your town with their bandito masks up, a whipping and a whomping.
Every English major that listens to you will cringe.
Man, we don't have too many.
Wouldn't be the first.
Am I the only one?
I don't know. He leans in, yeah. And he strokes his chin, and he's like, I'm about to kill.
Why is everybody here?
He looks like a thinker. Get the fist under the chin.
He was so loud, like 45 minutes.
Yeah, I know. He gets very intimidated. We're talking into a computer.
Real deep. Stop shooting fire.
Get some. That's a 15 minutes. I just got to sign.
He did something. He finally did something right.
All right, what's the name of this track, Lawson? It's gotta be bunch of ragtags, right?
I like that. It could just be intro, and somehow it's 22 minutes. Like, how could the intro be that long?
How about Welcome Inside Jimmy. Revelation? There's all kinds.
Welcome
of
in.
All right, Welcome In is not bad.
Yeah,
Welcome In is good.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Welcome in. Now wash the trail dust off your throat with a big old bottle of red eye and get set up here.
I love that Jim, he's like, I really want to do well. You have told Jim 1,000 times on the show, after the show, Jim, why wouldn't you just ask
me? Yeah, just go ahead and shoot me a text.
Just a text.
No big deal.
Yeah.
It's fine. This is great.
There's so much beach music out
there. I can't wait to stampede the cattle and rape the women after this fucking... we're going to have that backwards. Rape the cattle and stampede the women. That's what it is. People stampeded and cattle raped.
Good thing nobody owns a surf rock record store.
Oh, boy. I didn't even think about that, Wes. This cut's real deep. All right, what's this?
This is... looks to be from the coloration, the glazed lemon filled.
I'm smelling it. I'm smelling some lemon.
Quite lemony.
God damn. Bitch.
Oh, man.
That's fucking fantastic. Is there cream in there along with the gelatinous shit? Looks like there's cream and like a fucking gel. What is that surrounding it?
I think that might just be the reaction it's had with the dough.
It's not. It's a zygote. It's meant for us to live inside.
No.
God damn, that's good.
Jester's very closely inspecting it with his fingertips.
There's definitely a little something in there.
I'm telling you, there's cream surrounding whatever the fruit filling is, loud goat. Don't you tell me my business again.
All right.
Martin, gaming fish bit through this line. You got city taste buds, Mr. Goat. Been living in D.C. all your life. I'm not talking about working for a living. I'm talking about donutting. Can't stay down with three kolaches in him, not with three. Chief, I see you got your cronuts. Oh, that's real fine donut making equipment you got there, Mr. Hooper. I'm not sure what that goat will do with it. It'll probably eat it, I suppose. Terrible black eyes roll back in his head. He starts screaming about Sergei Gonchar.
Oh, boy.
Friendos, head over to The Chad Dukes Show on YouTube to get more great shows and segments of The Chad Dukes Show and Solid Dudes with Chad Dukes. That's youtube.com/ChadDukesShow, and make sure to like and subscribe.
In December of 2023, two of Chad's dear friends were invited to New York City for a mini boys trip. The purpose of the trip? A movie premiere. Tapawingo, to be specific. The plans were set. What follows is an all-time classic in the CDS universe. Go back and look at photos online. The boys were dressed well for their appearance as a special guest on the red carpet. However, once inside the theater, you know, to watch the movie, things went sideways.
Somebody fucked up so bad at the Dances with Films Tapawingo screening. And keep in mind, Tor, Tapawingo, the movie that I am in that will never see the light of day, that none of you will ever see, kicked off this film festival. Like, it was the bell of the ball. It was the first fucking movie.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Heater was there.
Yeah.
Gina Gershon was there. A bunch of the actors in the film were there. And Steve Pietaster and Hot Man Ted were there. If you would like to go to at Chad Dukes Show on Instagram, you could see a fucking picture of them on the red carpet with all of the celebs, including Ted wearing what I could only describe, Tor, is the biggest suit.
The worst suit I've ever seen.
Have you ever seen a bigger suit on a human being?
I almost can't even look at acknowledge Ted in my life anymore. It irritates me too much. The man could have the nicest suits.
He's a multi-millionaire. And earned it, by the way.
Go to a tailor, Ted. They'll treat you nice.
He doesn't come from money. Like, he earned everything he has. He has a doctorate. He is a lawyer. He is one of the most powerful individuals inside of one of the most powerful companies in America. And he's wearing a water heater box around like he's in formal attire. And I've had to respect... Bobby Shambles. Shambles used to always just mercilessly rip on Ted's suits. I'd always have to protect Ted because Bobby was too mean about it.
Right.
But I'm looking at that picture, and first of all, somehow Ted is in the front of the picture.
In a John Candy suit.
Somebody out there fucked up so badly that I received phone calls about what happened for days afterwards, including a hot text last night from a guy that I consider pretty unflappable, that said, "Hey, Dylan won't return my texts. I think he's really pissed off at what I did at the fucking premiere. Can you please find out if he's mad at me?" Tuesday night. Fuck me. Steve Pye will be in here. These are his words, not mine, Tor. Get out ahead of this thing.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Oh, no. Yeah, man, it's bad.
I think a lot of people within this universe forget that they are not just representing
right.
themselves, they're representing the Chad Dukes show. And
maybe a band with 12 people in it.
You
don't think this is a smart thing to do when you're at a movie premiere with a big movie stars and the director, and you're the personal guest of the director, and he gets you up on the red carpet and gets you the full treatment that everybody else is getting? You don't think that's the right thing to do? I'm holding the picture up.
I know. I know grandma's house had cats. All right. Sure. I know you got allergies, but you got to tough it out while we're here. We're here for 2 hours.
Or maybe take a pop a pill.
Yeah.
Before you get there. Or in this case, maybe brew a cup of coffee. I don't know. And the thing that I can't understand, Tor, is he aggressively pursued this, which I thought was cool.
It takes a good amount of effort to make some stuff happen, getting up to Manhattan and doing all the whole New York
train
night.
Tickets, hotel rooms. It ain't cheap.
Everything.
So Steve is a huge asshole.
Finally.
I got a bunch of panic texts on, I think it was Friday. Of course, Tapawingo was screened up at the movie festival there. Death by Film or whatever the fuck it is. Dances with Film up there in Manhattan.
I remember that. That's one of the few things I remember.
I can't believe you'd remember that. It must have been tattooed on the back of your eyelids. for some reason, Steve decided he wanted to go see the movie in New York. Why was that again?
I wanted to see the movie.
I could have given you a link. You could have watched it in your house.
Well, that wasn't offered. And when I
okay.
And now that I found out that you watched it in your basement and Dotson fell asleep,
yes.
And I would have rather gone over there and fallen asleep.
Right, but Dotson only offended me.
I know.
You offended everyone that made the movie
because
they walked past you. John Haterboy saw you sleeping in the fucking... of the film, yeah. So,
wow.
So here is the report that I got, and Steve can go ahead and give commentary if he would like.
I have no defense at this point.
Steve and Ted burst into the movie theater.
And man!
There's no
counting. Thank you!
Burst into the movie theater.
Oh, no.
The report that I got from Ted was there was a bar on the escalator right up to the theater. Steve saw a bar and said, "We've got to go get another drink."
Six. That sounds right.
They run over to the bar, and Steve says, "Hold on, Ted," and he buys 12 bags of popcorn.
12?
He said it was 10 to 12.
Why?
And he said, "You had two armfuls of popcorn."
All right. Wow. I don't remember that.
So you burst into the movie. He said the light poured in like it was jarring.
That's awful.
Ted said, "All right, let's find a seat." Steve said, "Hold on, I've got to eat this popcorn." And then proceeds to tear the bags open and just loudly just horf bags of popcorn in the back of the fucking movie theater.
Did they serve drinks on the train? No.
This goes on for 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah, they do.
Of course they do. Of course they serve drinks on the train.
I did not have any drinks on the train.
Okay. Well, we'll see if anyone believes that by the end of the story. So Ted says, "Steve, I gotta sit down. It's a movie. We should sit down." And Steve's like, "Bruh." At this point, Ted said his eyes were going two different directions.
Oh no!
So he's just eating popcorn. He says the popcorn's falling all over the floor.
Did anybody notice?
Everyone noticed.
Oh,
Dylan noticed. Everyone in the movie theater noticed. They said, "Why won't that guy sit down?" Ted says he doesn't even know if Steve ever sat down. He said he doesn't even know if he watched any of the movie because by the time he got up and walked out of the movie theater, Steve was passed out, blackout, unconscious, in a chair right outside the fucking door where everyone came out of the movie theater.
Outside of the theater?
Yes.
At least I had the wherewithal to remove myself from the situation.
You don't
not far enough.
Removing yourself from the situation would be getting a hotel room and not passing out.
Not removing yourself
in front of the fucking theater door where everyone is going to leave, including Napoleon fucking Dynamite.
Sounds like you made another situation right outside of this movie theater.
What happened? I have no idea. That's embarrassing.
Well, you must have some idea.
You don't
he
remember.
Claims he got roofied.
Anything.
He claims he's a 16-year-old chick at a rave and that he was slipped a Mickey.
Jim was trying to have sex with me.
Sorry.
Wow, that's even worse than I thought it
was. It's worse than you think it is. And so then what happens is there's an after
party. There's more?
There's an after party. And so Dylan says to Ted, would you like to go to the after party? Ted says, yes.
Don't
Dylan says, well,
Steve,
you're going to have to wake Steve up. So Ted goes over and he says he shakes Steve for a solid minute, physically shaking him. Steve woke up, looked at him, passed back out.
That checks out. I've done that before.
This happened multiple fucking times. This is the picture, Monk, since you haven't seen it. That is right outside the door.
No way.
To the movie screening. I will be posting this on at Chad Dukes Show.
Oh, no. Can you keep that in the supporters chat so my kids don't see it?
I'm afraid not.
That's not even in a dark corner.
No.
Also, you can see people walking around him. There's a light. Jester, look at his face. There's a light on his face.
And is this does make you feel better about falling down at Dylan's feet and
falling? Look, that was that
this
was
is 100 times
yeah,
worse.
Yeah, falling up the stairs was bad at the wrong time.
Also, Anthony is don't I love you, bud. A fucking idiot. Everyone expects him to fucking do that. If I had a list of 3 people as they're not going to embarrass me, Steve would be on the fucking list.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
I'm off the team.
Fucking Ted wakes him up. He says he's stumbling, he's staggering. He's like, I don't know what the fuck was wrong with him. They're walking to the bar. Steve gets into the bar. Ted goes to get them both a drink, comes back. Steve's gone. Doesn't know where he is.
Well, I knew I was a problem at that point, probably.
I don't think that's the case at all. Because you told me that the rest of the evening you were zombie walking around the streets of Manhattan and that you woke up in a hotel room that you don't remember renting.
I did get pizza. Because there was pizza in the hotel.
Oh, I was going to say, thank God you remembered that. But no, it's just because the
I woke
there was
up
a box
fully
when
clothed.
You
thank you.
Yeah,
fully clothed at 4:02 a.m. for my train that left at 4:20 a.m.
Why would you get a train for 4:20 a.m.?
Because my plan was to just stay up and then get on the train and go home and not get a hotel room.
You didn't even make it to 9 o'clock.
No,
I don't know what happened. I have no idea what happened.
Want a daily episode of the Chad Dukes Show? Head on over to ChadDukeshow.com and subscribe today. There's a ton of bonus content, and you can cancel anytime. That's ChadDukeshow.com, dear boy.
With the NFL season just around the corner, it's only fitting we go back to a segment that had everyone in the studio slapping their knees. All the way back in 2021. 2021, it's been 5 years. Chad and Tor created a CDS moment that will live on forever. This is Donovan McRib.
How steamed up would you be? You look like a Cinnabon. Cinna giant buns is what they'd call him.
Oh, I'm dying.
Oh, man.
Holy shit.
If Ant-Man was a quarterback, he'd be Justin Mrs. Fields.
Oh, my God.
It's a cookie, Tor.
Oh.
The one that Fez did the read for. You should know that.
Yeah.
Shit. You were saying, Ant-Man?
So the one thing, God, my eyes are watering.
You mean Tyler Murray.
So the one thing I think Taco Bell does really well is the boxes.
Russell Brand Wilson. Boxes, you know, chocolates. Huh? Oh, yeah, that's Jalen Knee Hurts. Jalen My Knee Hurts. Taylor Ham and Egg Heineke. Taylor Giant Heineke. Oh. Deshaun shit. Swanson Hungry Man Dinners. All right. That's enough. That's
I
enough.
I can't breathe.
To a Taco Bell meatloaf.
Mac and Cheese Jones.
Matt Lyon. Matt always Lyon. Oh, oh God. Teddy Bridge never drinks water. Oh.
Oh, my chest.
Jimmy Garoppolo loaves of bread. All right, we have to stop. David Carbs. Derek Carbs. Derek Carbs.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my chest.
Marcus Maricata. Oh, it's fucking great. Candy Dalton. That's a little simple, but he likes candy. You know what I mean? Oh God! All right, we're off the rails. We're off the rails. Are we done?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Man, I might be having the big one.
Oh, right now?
Oh shit!
All right. Oh boy.
So the one thing I think Taco Bell does really well is the boxes, because they're $5. They're always filled with a bunch of stuff.
This is the Body Mass Index on the Chad Dukes Show.
Sorry, we had to recenter after all that.
So they're $5.49. They always have like three tacos, whether it's like a Doritos Locos or whatever.
Okay.
But this one is the two crispy chickens and then the five-layer burrito, which is more than enough to fill.
What's that, Pat Mahomes fries? I'm listening, hey, man. I apologize. And, I'm sorry. You go ahead.
So for the price of this.
Justin Sherbert.
The price of this, I'm giving it a 5. Because $5.49.
Fig
Newtons are delicious.
They fucking are delicious. All right, we got to get it out. You got to get it out.
So for the cost, I'm giving it a 5. For the taste, if they're entering the chicken wars with this, as Tor would say.
Oh, for God's sakes. Tor says he's a soldier in the chicken wars.
Yeah, I don't know about that, because
What? Well said.
I'm giving the taste a 3. They weren't the best, but they weren't the worst by any means. I thought that the spicy one was way better, just because it had that crunch of the jalapeno in it. But I thought they did a great job of cooking the chicken and incorporating it into the sandwich. And
what's
the
score?
The overall score, I'm giving it a 4.
A 4?
Yeah.
What about the price? Don't you have a breakdown for all
that?
Yeah.
The price was a 5. Because $5.49, or $4.50 for two, or $5.49 for the box and the steel. You're not going to get a meal cheaper than that at any other fast food place.
I like KFC, man. People have been, they shit on it. And they always fucking give it, you know, they put priority on any other chicken restaurant. But it's very consistent, I would say, KFC is.
Oh, yeah. Way more consistent than Popeyes, I'd say, too.
It's funny that now that I don't like Popeyes, you don't like Popeyes. And it's kind of interesting.
Well, I was never really big. I never went to Popeyes a lot because I always went to the combination KFC Taco Bell.
Oh, okay. That's strange. not a character for you.
And you had to get out of your car to go into the Popeyes over by me. And I didn't want to do that. And the Taco Bell KFC was a drive through. So that's that's why.
What did it go off the rails for?
This is the Body Mass Index. It's been off the rails. Duke Show.
Joe Montana cream pie. Is it too much of a stretch? I couldn't figure out how to get Montana into banana. I couldn't figure out how to do it. It's my fault. It's my bad. I should have let it go.
So 4 for the KFC Taco Bell inspired crispy chicken tacos.
Okay, I like that. You working on one?
Randall Cunningham sandwich.
Mark, rip it into these Doritos. Oh, man. Did someone say Jalen never works? Or what was it? I don't know how to Jalen Hurts one that I thought
knee
was pretty
hurts.
Good. Knee hurts. Jalen knee hurts. That's really good. Donovan McRib.
And so I also
Ryan Hips Patrick. All right, that's it. That's it for me, I promise.
Friendos, if you're in the area, make sure you visit Commonwealth Dry Goods in scenic Old Town Fairfax. They have the very best in local candles, peanuts, gifts, chocolates, olive oil, hot sauce, along with ice-cold cheer wine, and both types of music on vinyl. You can check them out on Instagram and Facebook at Commonwealth Dry Goods or order online today at CommonwealthDryGoods.com.
The final segment on today's show was suggested repeatedly and was deemed an instant classic when it first happened. Road trips and beach trips are a huge part of the CDS universe and always make for a super entertaining listen, and the trip to Nelson County, Virginia may be the greatest, greatest of them all. The boys spent their days at various breweries and eateries, and as for their nights, on one particular evening, a simple request was made to get some freezer food to be enjoyed later that evening.
That request led and turned into an all-out war. Words were spoken, bottles were thrown, and one person's strong hatred of vegetables was documented on the show for the very first time. All bets are off when you cross the Nelson County line.
Ant-Man volunteers to go to the store to get a turbo football.
I issued a proposition to him.
I think it was, I'll pay for the football if you go get it.
I'll pay for the football. I'll give him 20 for a $4 football.
Oh, shit.
To go get...
a little gas money.
A little gas and maybe the football and maybe a couple frozen snacks for later on in the night.
Ant-Man agrees.
Yes.
Then, when he realizes he has to stand up and move, he then says, I ain't gonna do it.
I offered him a carry back up the ramp also.
Yeah, what you don't understand, the place we were at, there's this big giant ramp to get up so it's handicap accessible. And Tor volunteered to meet Ant-Man at the bottom and firemen's carry him up the ramp because Ant-Man said it was too exhausting to walk up the ramp again. What ultimately happened was Ant-Man throws the keys to Jim Jester and says, hey, drunkie, you go ahead and take my car down to the Dollar General and go ahead and get that football there. Go get, get. We tell Jester as he's leaving, hey, check the freezer aisle because if there's any freezer food, like, there's no DoorDash down here. There's no Uber Eats. There's none of that stuff, right?
Right.
We might need some food back at the house when we start getting drunkie. Jester says, don't worry about it, dear boy. We're going to go ahead and get it. I bet they got some frozen crab bowls. I'm going to bring them back on up here. I don't love my family. So we're sitting there and we're having seltzers and we're having ciders and it's a beautiful day. And like,
gorgeous.
I'd say roughly an hour goes by. This place is 2 minutes away. It's 2 miles up the road, 2 miles back. We're like, oh, shit. Jester and Aunt Jo are probably buying the whole freezer aisle. We're going to get some strudel. We're going to get some Hungry Man dinners. We're going to get some TGI Fridays boneless wings. Like all of the, you know, fucking Totino's pizzas. Like we're getting it all.
We're going to be driving home with food they bought so much.
Oh my God. They probably bought so much freezer food. Like we're going to have to tell them, hey, yo, the freezer's not big enough for all this freezer food. Let's flash forward. They come back. They have a football and two packets of Sweet and Low. And that's all they fucking have. And by the way, I believe your $20 was pocketed for that $4 football. Is that true?
I told Jester to keep the change before...
you filthy animal.
Before learning what they had purchased at the Dollar General.
Let's not even get to it. Let's get to it.
Yes.
They get back. They have the football. And we're like, Jester, did they not have any freezer food at the Dollar General? Because Ant-Man's like, they always got freezer food. I lived off it for 10 long years. Jester says all they had was pot pies. So I didn't buy anything. And popsicles, excuse me.
Which is not amazing.
Which, by the way, both of those would have been completely acceptable. Yeah. I then press him, Tor. I say, Jester, what about pot pies do you think wouldn't work bringing them back to this fucking house? To this place where all we did last night was heat up freezer food. And he went, fuck you, Dukes. And that was the end of the conversation. I am still completely bamboozled as to why they both, him and Aunt Jo, looked at the frozen pot pies, knew the drunken debauchery that happens here in this evening, and decided, nah, nobody will want those.
I'll let Jester give his explanation, but on the ride home,
there is no explanation.
From Bald Rock, I remember saying to you, I would eat a Clorox pot pie at 2 a.m.
Oh,
in the
yeah,
morning.
A scrubbing bubbles pot pie.
It does not matter to me. A chicken pot pie is as good a drunk food as you can get.
But and also, you were making fun of his weight earlier, which I'm not going to do. No, that was pretty low.
I didn't
you.
Mean to.
That was pretty low. You said he weighed 2 more pounds than Ant-Man, and that was real low.
Yeah, it was.
Jester, you're a gentleman like me, like everybody here, that likes, you know, some junk food at night.
Yes.
I need you to give me a real... I need you to actually drill down into your honesty and tell me what it is about a pot pie that you think is unworthy of being brought home to an establishment such as this.
Do you know how many vegetables are in those
things?
Oh,
you're not being honest.
He's doing a bit.
You're not being, although he doesn't like vegetables at all.
It wasn't terrible, though.
Like, there was parsley given to him with a fucking hamburger, and I thought he was going to twist the girl's head all the way around on her shoulders. A
carrot.
What is this fucking shit?
Couldn't be me.
That looks like a sprig of parsley. Is that on the side of my crab balls? Fuck you!
We got those burgers this afternoon, and there was a pepper on the top. I thought
he fired it into the river.
Jester did a long toss under the highway. I thought
there was a pepperoncini on a fucking toothpick, and I watched Jester slide it off the toothpick and fire it into the yard. You hate fucking vegetables. Seriously, though, but let's just think outside yourself. You know the people you're dealing with here. You know that we would have eaten those pot pies.
This is very true, but my point of thought was pizza, and the only pizzas they had there were supreme. I don't know if anybody...
They had fucking pizzas?
You said they didn't have pizzas!
You said they didn't have the fucking pizza!
Who the fuck eats a supreme pizza?
You're a fucking liar, dude!
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Hey!
What is that? Oh, Tor, don't do it! Stop spiking those drinks! Stop spiking those drinks, Tor!
You fucking lie!
What is stopping me from throwing everything in this room at Jim Jester right now? Easy, Tor! Easy! Tor's punching water bottles right now.
You eat a supreme pizza?
Yes!
Fucking Jester, I would eat a shit pizza at 3 o'clock in the morning!
It's got onions on it!
You said there was no pizza, though! What the fuck?
Dude.
I'm gonna call a full time out here.
I need you to call the police. Because either I'm gonna die or somebody else is.
This is... Okay,
stop wasting those water bottles, Ant-Man!
We came back, and we're recording this fresh.
Oh my god!
Oh shit.
Hit him with the pop gun.
We're recording this fresh because we thought it would be good.
It's not good anymore,
this
dude.
This was the freshest information we could have ever received at fucking Bold Rock.
They had delicious pizzas, but they were supreme, and I ain't gonna eat that. It's just like fucking Ant-Man with the corn dogs canceling the chicken fingers. It's the same thing. Oh. Were you looking for Domino's?
No, but cheese, pepperoni would have been nice.
Stop yelling.
Sorry.
You don't get to yell.
Son of a bitch. This was...
Can you think of other people other than yourself?
We would have taken anything.
Oh my god.
Joe, where the fuck are you? You're over here.
Yeah, wait a minute. Aunt Joe's fucking complicit too. You get his complicit. You're fucking complicit, Joe.
Get on the mic.
You're a fucking liar.
Why the fuck, with the people you are hanging out with tonight, would you think that we wouldn't want a pot pie?
I ate 40 pizza bagels at 3 a.m. last night. You think I wouldn't enjoy a fucking pot pie, you bastard?
This is the biggest conspiracy in the history of the show. I can't fucking believe it. And if Twan comes out tonight, I hope that means that it's Jester's last night on Earth. When he starts running in his sleep, I hope it's away from Twan and his box cutter.
This is infuriating, to say the least. I was a Jester apologist at Bold Rock.
You have been the whole week.
I said, you know what? Jester had his blinders on. He was looking for pizza. I'm upset about the pot pies, but I can understand and get over it.
I can't understand and I can't get over it.
You fucking saw pizzas, Jester.
And he said, I don't want to have anything to do with it.
And it was on my dime!
You know what it is? You know what it is, Tor? Because he didn't want to eat the vegetables on the pizzas, so then they were completely discounted at that point.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, pick them off, you fucking lazy bastard.
I need a verbal confirmation so I know that I'm not going insane right now.
Wow, he is being outrageous about this.
Did you see the pizzas?
I mean, he's right behind me. I don't know how he missed them.
He's not. He's in the kitchen.
Why didn't you buy the pizzas, Jester?
Because there's onions and there's vegetables and there's peppers.
You're such an asshole.
Hey, what are these 10 things on the edge of your fucking knuckles?
Skin?
Fucking fingers. Could you use any of those to pick off the onions and the peppers?
Well, I could, but they'd be very hot.
I'm gonna fucking...
He's not. We're not getting any honesty out of him at all. He's doing nothing but shtick.
Do you hate me?
If you have a segment that you would like to share and get featured on one of these future episodes, bestofcds@gmail.com. If you like what you heard today, subscribe at chaddukeshow.com. There's always more content.
If you want to become a Chad Duke Show Facebook subscriber, it's very, very easy. Head to the Chad Duke Show on Facebook, hit the Subscriber Hub button, and follow the steps to gain access to the secret supporter group chat and get the bonus show video backlogs.